You're listening to a special edition of Talking Tigers as part of Tiger Trade Central, brought to you by Bingle Car Insurance. And while I'm enjoying a well-earned break from this footy season, Greeners and AC will be telling you everything you need to know about free agency and the trade periods. There is no show without me, but over to you, boys.
Thank you, Richo, again, and hello, Tiger fans, and welcome to episode 2 of the Talking Tigers off-season podcast. As part of Tiger Trade Central, and we're presented by to you by Bingle. Now, Bingle is a joint major sponsor of the Richmond Footy Club, and they've extended their support by helping us deliver to you all the latest news about the AFL's free agency and trade period. And if you need to trade in your car insurance, you can try Bingle for their low premium and low excess, and you go to bingle.com.au for a quote today. Now, Greeners, on today's show... On today's show, we're going to have a chat to club legend Dale Waitman. He'll be in the studio with us. We're going to chat about what's happening in the AFL exchange periods, and we're going to recap last week's AFL Combine as well. Greeners, again, we're Richo-less.
Well, and I've got a bit of bad news for Richo.
What's happened?
Well, the ratings figures came through just before last week's show.
That'd have to be good.
Record ratings figures for Talking Tigers.
Without the great man.
So who needs him?
Well, he was flat last week.
Well, he's going to be flatter now.
Well, he got wind that we went on without him. And he tweeted in.
Really?
Because I think Anth, our resident tweeter, was onto him early and just said that we're going to push on without him.
Yeah.
So he's tweeted, at Richmond FC, a bit flat you guys have gone without me. Hashtag pancake, hashtag walk not up to it, hashtag talking tigers. Of course, Wayne did deputise for the great
man. And did a very good job too.
For a short while.
Very good job. And, you know, maybe we're just going to have to renegotiate that contract again if we can get these ratings figures without him.
It's hanging in the balance right now, his contract.
It is.
So you want to be... contributing in some way.
We have got a bit of audio of him on holiday, just enjoying himself, haven't we?
Have we
heard before?
He's still doing that.
He's a great man, just enjoying himself.
Where is he? Do you know
holiday.
Where he is?
Oh, Acapulco or somewhere.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Where is Acapulco?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Anyway.
We also just got this Instagram here, Genevieve.
Yes. The lovely Jen who's on holidays with Matthew.
She's gone to the Brownlow with the great man too. Isn't that nice?
Really?
Yeah, well, there's a thing here on Instagram for the Brownlow medal. And
what's it?
Someone's mucked up her seat. Well, there's someone else there called Jen Richardson. Jen with a J and Richardson.
Well,
they're not married. No.
Well, maybe they've gone over there to get married. Could that be happening? Could he be down on one knee as we speak?
That would justify why he's left us in the cold.
Could be it.
He's left us for dead.
Wow.
Go over there.
Oh, boy. That'll be very interesting to follow that.
Because this show doesn't go on without him, quite frankly.
No.
We talked about the ratings, but...
Yeah.
Clearly, it's not.
All right. Well, we need to check that. I'll just... Jen might Instagram that at some stage, the engagement ring.
I just don't think they're going to be listening to us.
No, possibly not.
Over there. So, anyway, we'll push on as usual. Late last week, we had landed our second free agent of the free agency period, Troy Chaplin, coming across.
Good get.
Great get, isn't it? Mm. So we sort of earmarked two players and we got them within 4 days of the free agency period starting, which is great news.
Yeah, and look, just his experience, obviously he's been in the AFL system a while, played about 140 games, bigger body. I think he's just going to, structurally, he's really going to help the defence. And obviously a couple of the young defenders are pretty happy already with that.
Absolutely, and interestingly enough, round 20 last year, he was leading the Port Adelaide BNF before he got injured and hurt his knee. So his recent form is outstanding.
Yep. And look, he's had, I think, probably that would have been about his third top five or some top 10 finish in their BNF. So, he's certainly got experience. I think his first season at Port Adelaide was Damien Hardwick's last there.
Yep.
And so, as I say, been around in the system for a while and got plenty to offer. Very well spoken. So you interviewed him for Raw Vision last week and just came across really well, I thought, in that interview. Very mature and now he's going to add plenty to the group, as will Chris Knights.
And we'll get onto that interview in a sec, but we were chasing him pretty hard, obviously, Blair Hartley and the team there organising all the trades and free agency moves. Alex Rance also chasing Troy Chaplin hard on Twitter, the Tross Man.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of his greatest tweets here from last week. So he was leading the charge. His first one was at the start of the free agency period, and he's tweeted here, "Dear trade period, one times Chaplin thanks, regards Tross Man." So he's got it out there earlier that he was keen. Followed up a couple of days later when Daniel Pearce left Port. Mm. He got a bit worried. He thought, maybe Chaplin might stay, he might sign his contract. So he's tweeted here, "Pearce cleared for trade to Frio means more cash for Chappie at Port." So he says, "I'll throw in five free scooter rides." So he's an incentive there. And then on the day of the deadline, it was just 3 days after.
He was sweating.
He was. And he couldn't wait for the decision. He's tweeted here, okay, fair crack of the whip, Port. This has been a very long day for me. Just hand Troy Chaplin over. Scooter rides are still in the deal. So still going with it there. And then the announcement came
through.
Hallelujah. Troy was there. So welcome to Tigerland, Troy Chaplin. I've already picked out a locker for you. Hashtag fantrostic. So
Then you spoke. Well, we spoke to him, didn't we, on the panel show?
We did.
The panel show then. And Rancey was very, very happy to get, Chappie over the line. Chappie.
And Camo here, at Camo Cox, has joined in the conversation at some stage as well. And he says, I think Troy Chaplin will definitely trosper at Richmond FC.
Oh, gosh.
Hashtag magnificent. Words, trostastic, like a tross.
I want to find out
very humorous stuff. Twitter, you on?
No, I won't be getting on Twitter. You know that, so don't even go there. I need to find out why he calls himself Tross Man. Can you follow up that? I'm very intrigued for show next week, and let me know.
I'll send him a tweet.
You can explain it. Please.
We mentioned earlier we did chat to Troy on his first day here at Tigerland last week, and here's what he had to say.
You mentioned that waiting for the decision to be made. What was it like over the last 72 hours? You're just sitting around waiting to see what happens?
Yeah, pretty much. Yesterday I sort of got out of the house a bit and took the little one to the zoo back home. And, it was getting a little bit tense in the afternoon. But when I got the phone call to say that Port were going to match the offer, it was obviously a big relief. And I just can't wait to get over here and start pre-season. I'm really looking forward to the next few years here at Richmond.
And Alex Ransell claimed that his tweets got you over the line yesterday. What did you say about that?
I'm looking forward to meeting Alex. I had a bit of a chuckle. Couldn't believe it. I'm looking forward to the scooter rides that he's offering too. I'm really looking forward to working with him, and obviously Grimesy and Batchelor as well. Obviously, it's a pretty young back line back there, and hopefully can add that experience to the group and hopefully lead them. And really look forward to working with them guys.
So Troy Chaplin there. He's like Chris Knights last week, came over for a day or so just to check out the facilities and meet a few people, and has gone back to Adelaide to sort out his living arrangements and packing up there, and then arriving here in November for training.
And obviously just strengthening the Port Adelaide ties at Tigerland. Obviously.
Got a few.
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah.
Obviously with Brendan Lade and Blair Hartley was there, and Dimmer, of course. So,
correct.
Absolutely. Very strong ties there.
He did mention also in that interview that a big reason for him coming across is the fact that he's going to play on the MCG every week or second week. So, ringing endorsement for the club, and also where we are and the proximity to the MCG played a big part in it. He wants to play in front of the Tiger faithful. So, good to hear.
Understandably,
And the other interesting aspect of his arrival was with his knee injury, which he suffered. So he had some surgery. A lot made of that, and he was quick to make sure that everything's okay. And he saw the physios and docs. He obviously had a medical before he came here.
Yeah, of course.
We checked him out, and he says he might be set back a couple of weeks of the preseason, but he'll be ready to go around one next year.
Good news.
What we want to hear. So
for sure.
Also another great character bringing to the club. It's Damien Hardwick's mantra to bring in players who obviously can play the game, but also players of strong character. Yep. So that's really important that. Yep. We've got another one in Chris Knotts.
No, he's a key signing.
In that boat as well.
Yep, no doubt.
Let's get on to the massive competition we're running.
Huge.
It's underway.
Oh,
top 20 trade pickups.
It's just taken off.
The last 50
years.
We've
started off on Monday. So we had number 20 was Ben Harrison, who obviously came over from Carlton. Of course, Ben Harrison being the best mate of our great mate Richo.
I thought Mini Hands was up there.
Ben Harrison's his best mate from school days back in Devonport and everything. Yeah. So I grew up together. And they're very close mates. So, Benny Harrison was a really good player. He played 70-odd games and gave really good value. And on Tuesdays, at number 19 was Troy Simmons. So, obviously, we're counting him down every day for the next 20 days, obviously.
Yep. So, explain the criteria again. It's not
These are not players that we picked up via any draft. So, obviously, not from a national draft, not from a pre-season draft, or the now defunct mid-season draft, as they used to be. So these are
defunct.
Defunct, completely defunct. These are just players from trade pickup.
Yep.
So, in the old days, clubs would hand over either a player swap, or they'd give you cash. You might be $2,000 or $1,000 to get a player, right? Yep. And then, of course, in more modern times, it's the trade period, yep, which you swap for a draft pick or a player. So it's the 20 trade pickups, not the trades themselves, the 20 trade pickups, yep, of the last 50 years. Yep. So great comp. And, of course, you've got all the details of the, yes, prizes on offer, so what we and can, the main prize.
What you have to do to be part of this is you need to go to the website. We've listed the top 20 that we've earmarked as the top 20 trade pickups from the last 50 years. You just pick your top five.
Yeah, so they don't have to match 90. With what the experts that we come up with.
No, just pick your top five. Very easy to fill out this form in here. If you go to the Richmond website, it's all there. There's a splash page set up now, which takes you directly to this page. The first prize, we spoke about these prizes last week, but we'll recap. The first prize is the ultimate draft experience. It's valued at more than $3,000. It's return airfares from your closest capital city for two people for three nights to the Gold Coast.
Whew.
Massive, massive prize. Mm. So you get to go to the national draft as well, two seats at the national draft.
So it's centered. It's based around being there at the draft.
Absolutely, yeah, yep. Yep. Three nights accommodation there for two people. You get also entry to Dreamworld, which is fantastic.
So the Tigers there. Dreamworld.
Yep. Yes. Mm. Does they have Tigers there?
Yeah, they have Tigers there. Okay. Dreamworld.
Mm. Righto. You also get to have breakfast with a key Richmond representative, which is to be announced, but that's a fantastic insight into... I'm not a draft Richmond representative. Don't know anything about the draft.
If everyone else is busy, it might have to be you.
Yeah, mate.
Hopefully it'll be someone much more impressive. It will be. No, guaranteed it will be someone a lot more impressive.
You're an idiot. Second prize is an Inner Circle experience, which is valued at $600. It's four invitations to the National Draft Barbecue, which is what we have for the draftees. We unveil the draftees a couple of days after the actual draft itself here at the ME Bank Centre. So you get to hear all about why we picked those players up.
Yeah.
And you also get four reserve seats to the Richmond's opening round 2013 game.
Yeah.
And four changing passes to that game as well. So all you got to do, get on the website, brilliant, pick your top five, enter your details, you're in the draw.
And I reckon that if you won that first prize and you were to sling Francis Jackson, you know, a little bit of it, you might even get to read the player's number out at the draft table. What about that?
What are you suggesting that we change the
whole? Oh, no. Just, you know, every man's got his prize, haven't he?
Well,
do you reckon Francis be up for that?
No,
probably not.
Well, that's his.
I know that's his highlight of his year. I know he's got to get out more.
Well, he doesn't get to get much airtime these days.
No, he doesn't. No, it is
actually get into it.
Mm.
So some of the names on that list, Granders, you got them off by heart.
The great Ian Stewart, of course, and who else? Leon Cameron, obviously, has been Leon Cameron is now the coach in waiting at GWS. And, Robbie McGee and Paul Broderick and Michael Gale, brother of our chief, of course, our esteemed chief. And, Griggy, Sconner's mate, Griggy. He'll just be sending in entry after entry with Griggy. He won't worry about the other four. He'll just put Griggy's name there. So it's and Kane Johnson, of course, who captained the club after coming from Adelaide and playing a couple of premierships there. So it's a really good list, 20 names, and you just got to pick your five that you think are the top five out of that. Yep. Don't have to match it with the panel of experts, just your five.
Yep, panel of experts. Who's the panel of experts, mate, by the way?
No, well, the club's history and tradition committee was involved with all this. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, I'd final say, of course.
Yeah, well,
you wouldn't expect anything less.
Because you've got a big ego. So very easy to join that. Now, let's talk to a man who played with a lot of these.
Yes, he
also
did.
A legend at the club.
Been waiting to get him on all season.
Yes.
And he's been that busy. Yeah. Right, we actually had to bump the Prime Minister was due to be on the show today.
Really?
Had to bump her to get him on because he's available.
Dale Waitman's in the house. How are you, Flea?
It's good great to be here, boys. Good to see you actually doing some work. It's amazing. Hey, I wonder what you did in this little dark room. I know.
Yeah. We haven't been off on overseas jaunts or anything like you have, your latest one.
Yeah, me and Michael Roach, we went over to Manila.
Yeah.
Did a couple of functions over there for the Australian and New Zealand Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. Right. Grand final week.
It was very, very good.
The thriller in Manila? Did it?
Well, we did have it. We did coach two sides over there.
Yep.
The Philippines AFL. They got two sides over there. One full of Victorians. The others was just a mix up of all the other nations around the world. And Disco was very nervous because he's never coached before.
Yeah.
And I said to my team, says, look, don't worry, we've got the bloke over there, played at full forward, never chased, never tackled, never smothered, never did anything except kick the footy.
Yeah.
So he's telling them nothing. He's got no... He don't have to worry about any tactics because he doesn't know any.
Oh, very similar to the great man Richard.
Very much like Richard.
Well, all those traits, the full forwards from Tasmania.
That's what they're like.
Yeah.
So we had no problem we belted them.
That's good.
The Eurekas.
Magnificent.
It was one of those games where very humid, so we had to actually have a couple of drinks while we were coaching.
Of course.
It's very important to keep the fluid up.
Yeah, that's all right.
And we did that for 7 days straight. Michael, still feeling the pinch. You know, he's one of those Tasmanians who was a bit scared to go over the Manila.
That's a work trip, is it?
It was a work trip. We worked every day.
Now, how did the big fella go? Because obviously, over there, how did he go in terms of shopping for clothes over there? Because I imagine that would have been a bit difficult for him.
Struggled. The poor big fella. I walked in, went straight in. I could everything fit in me. No problem. Nothing fits me. He was sooking the whole time. Oh, look at this. Comes up to me elbow. So the shoes, takes a size 11 or 12. Mm. The biggest they have over there is 9 or 10. So he's trying to shove these $3 shoes on him. And I'm just sliding straight, you know.
He would have hated it.
Well, we'll get on to some more of your off work antics later on. But
we want to get in, obviously, this top 20, which has just captured the imagination of the Yellow and Black faithful. This is the top 20 Tiger trade pickups of the last 50 years.
Yes.
Okay. So we've started counting him down, and we've had a couple already. We've had Ben Harrison was at number 20, and Troy Simmons at number 19.
Yep.
But you would have played with a few of those blokes, so I'm just very interested in your opinion of these blokes, the sort of impact they had on field and off field. We might just start off with Mick Malthouse. Obviously, he's just taken over now at Carlton coach. And what was Mickey like as a player and as a teammate?
As a player, he was a hard nut. He's one of those guys that, me being a rover, every now and then I got a run on the ball early on when KB went off it. That never happened that often. But he was one of those blokes where you knew that you could actually run the other opposition down, because they didn't ever want to go rest in the forward pocket. He used to belt the crap out of him. He did. He'd give it to him the whole time. And he's one of those guys that probably didn't think he was good enough to be playing at that stage, when we were going pretty well. But, geez, he was a ripper. He just gave everything. Off the field, thank Christ he didn't drink, because he was a nutter.
He's completely mad.
Oh, yeah, don't worry about this holier-than-thou persona. Amazing. He gives. He was just a shocker. I still remember the day at training, and he's him and Jimmy Jesse, because of great mates and that. He's picked up a bit of Jimmy Jess has picked up a bit of mud and threw it at Mickey. Just missed him. Hit Tony Jewell in the. I went real well. But Michael was one of those guys that was a hard nut on and off the field, and he's just one of those blokes that was. But you could always tell that he was always going to go on a coach.
Really,
that was one of those things that he seemed. You know, he's always. Okay. When we had he always got the, he's in the back half, he started
was
getting
the leader
off
the of the back half.
Back
too.
Half, yeah. You know, they got the backs, the forwards, and and he was kind of the leader of that back half and got it all organised.
What about Bazza Rollings, who obviously came over from Hawthorn? He played in a premiership at Hawthorn, came over and went on to play in a premiership here, and captain and best and fairest winner. So,
another bloke that I was in my footy career. There was only a few blokes that. I played with that didn't drink, you know. Another one was Kevin Bartlett.
And
can't trust him.
No.
How can you trust anyone that doesn't drink?
It's a good point.
Because at least, you know, when guys have had a few drinks, they actually tell you what they're thinking. And they usually tell you the truth. You don't know what they're telling.
The other thing, when they wake up in the morning on an end-of-season trip, that's the best they're going to feel all day.
At least at some stage during the day.
You're going to get better.
I'm going to get better at some stage during the day. Look, Hawthorn didn't want it because he did his knee.
That's right.
Came, and one of the things that, if ever I was struggling a bit getting to the footy, the training I used to run next to Barry, because he worked and worked and worked just on the training track, just didn't stop.
Yeah.
And the ultimate professional, did everything right, looked after himself and did all those type of things. Mm. Completely opposite to myself.
Yes.
But he was one of those blokes, and everyone loved him. He ended up captain of the club, you know, and was he a hard nut on the footy field. Mm. He was a killer, you know.
And had great skills too, didn't he?
Oh, his left beautiful forward. Left foot, and he was hard at it, which what we needed in those days.
Mm. And now another left footer, Interestingly, when I was going through this list, just before I looked at it, I reckon nearly half the blokes on this list were left-footers. But yep. Another left-footer who came from Geelong, this bloke, is Graham Landy, who unfortunately missed the 1980 grand final, would have played in it, but was suspended, wasn't he? In the
GL did the belt of the bloke in the second semi. He was a tough nut. Yeah. So we got a couple of good blokes from Geelong those days. We got Graham Landy, Andy Preston, Paul
tough.
Sarah, yeah. Another one that would have played in 1980, but got his jaw broken by yep. Terry Smith in the second semi.
Yeah.
GL was one of those, another hard, uncompromising guy, another great left foot kick.
Yeah,
I still remember the time though, when I think it was 83, we were at the start of the year, we were playing the whatever cup.
I think it was the Stirling Cup that used to go on at the same time.
And so we made the deal with the footy club that we'd...
If we got whatever prize money,
we got it through the grand final, we got half. Well, second prize is worth 95 grand.
Yeah.
So we came second. We got about 50-odd grand. We're saying, how good is this? We said, all the money's going on the footy trip. Now, GL said, well, I'm not going on the footy trip. Can I have my share?
We looked at him.
Bad luck, mate. I'll drink your share somewhere along the way. So, but a bloke off the field as well, just complete professional, got himself organised, got himself, also did a bit of running here too, didn't he?
He was a runner.
A ripper guy, and he was the guy that bought those, the drink things where they spurred out. He was his company.
Is that right?
He was the one that brought them out. The drink bottles where instead of sucking on them, you actually squirt them and away they come.
Oh, we've talked, Flea, just about the couple of the guys that were around in your era. The couple of guys that have come in recently are in the top 20 list as well. Names like Ivan Maric and Sean Grigg. How have you seen their impact on the club in their short time here?
Oh, I suppose the biggest impact has probably been Big Ivan because he's about his size, what he actually gives to the football club. We've got a really good bunch of on ballers, but you need a presence out there, and that's what he's given them. I reckon in all the times that I played footy, you need the ruckman's always, got to give you a chance to obviously get the ball.
You've never rated ruckman, have you?
Most of them take up space.
Right.
If they don't mark around the ground, what's the use of being them there? There they come. And then we can just, because all the little blokes find the footy anyway around the ground.
But if he can find the footy, can't he?
He can find the footy, and what he does also, it reminds me of my big mate, Mark Lee, follows up.
Yeah.
He'll hit the ball and clean up everywhere in the way, and that's what you want.
You want to
be able to know if he hits it there, no one else is going to pop me from off the side, and he follows up and protects the blokes around the footy. Yeah. And that's what a bloke of his size should do, and that's what he brings to the game, and the guys around, you feel more confident when you're out there. You know where it's going. Well, I know it's going to go there. Okay, I'll get my hands on it, but also you're going to have a bit more time and space, and that's what footy's all about. It gives you that.
Absolutely. And Sean Grigg,
he's been fantastic. He's one of those guys that Potter knew him from Carlton, that his disposal was poor, but I think his disposal's been fairly good with the Tigers.
Very efficient.
And the thing is, he works very hard. Work, and that's what you've got to do. Now you've got to be able to run and run and get
spread,
to the contest.
His spread from stoppages and clearances has been terrific.
It's very hard to man up, and when you've got these other guys, Cochin, Deledio, Martin, you can't grab them all.
Yep. Just be careful what you say about Greek, because Scones is
very close.
Spent some time together in Cairns earlier this year. They're very good mates.
Is there something we can go with there or not?
Oh, we've done a fair bit. Very, very quickly, because it would be remiss of me not to ask you, one more player that you played with is the late Peter Welsh. Woosha, just fantastic player, but just very quickly tell us about Woosha.
Well, in one word, he was a ripper. He was one of the best guys to be involved at the footy club at the right time. Got him from Hawthorn, back pocket player. What he did for us to get us together and bring us all together, because we had a lot of, don't forget, in the 79, 80s and 81s, we actually had a lot of older guys, a lot of younger kids, and there wasn't too much in the middle.
Yeah.
And he brought us all together and he was fantastic. Yeah. Some of the functions he organised, the Hoot was one of the best ones of all time. That'll go down in folklore.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And every other footy club and the football player that were going around there all came
they
to
all the came
Hoot.
To it, yeah.
It was the best thing. But not only that, he was a ripper player.
Yeah.
Now, in the last game in 1980,
he was on the bench.
He was on the bench of the reserves.
For the reserves.
And he got a phone call from Tony Jewell on the Monday. He was out having a few beers with all the boys. Think, well, that's my final series over because they didn't make the finals. Get to training. So there he was. He had to get. So he organised himself. And the three finals he played.
He was against, among the best, wasn't he?
He's in the best four,
Carlton,
five
Geelong
players.
And then Collingwood in the grand final.
He was. He was played on the wing. They got him to actually man. They wanted him to play on Turner.
That's right.
For Geelong, and that was him. But he played against Carlton, then he played against Geelong, then against Collingwood. Yeah. He was superb. And just a. Just a great you just want to be around him.
Yeah,
and that's the thing.
Tremendous.
Just want to be around him because you can actually have a good time and he'd get everyone involved, and that's what it was all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there you go. There's some great insights from Flew there. Now, let's talk about a bit about your role now. Well, the fans will know about your exploits on the field. Tell us a bit about what goes on here with you at Tigerland.
I'm virtually, since Brendan's away, I'm the acting CEO.
Oh, of course.
We should straighten up a bit.
He's giving us the rest of the week off.
Well, I thought you'd had it anyway.
He doesn't like talking Tigers, so I'm glad you're in. He's tried to sack us three times.
Did he?
Yeah, he's not.
Well, no, I'll look after his boys.
Good.
I know my role. I'll look after all the supporter groups Australia-wide. We've got about 18-odd groups. Go to all the interstate games, organise all them. Match days, I run a function which is the function rooms. The membership is 3121, which is obviously the postcode of Richmond. We've got over 850 members this year. Yep. They're looking for about another 100. I think they're going to go for 950 next year.
Good.
Fantastic. That's great. We get along there, interview the assistant coaches, a couple of players that aren't playing.
You tell a few stories now.
A few stories at half time. I get some of the former players, invite them along, have a bit of a chat to them. Then after the game, I'll kick back to the social club and interview a couple of players that played in the game. So it's a, it's a really good, and I enjoy getting out there. But one thing why we've got 53,000 members, we've got the support out there all around Australia. Look, there's no doubt that the supporter groups now generate a lot of members. All the groups that I look after are all, we're turning the supporters into members. And also they're raising a bit of dough for the club. But they get together, they get to all the games, they have great functions.
They're very passionate.
And all that. They are. And don't forget, if we get in a, look, and I know it's going to happen, we become successful in a period of time where we play in finals consistently. Don't worry about Collingwood, that from 75,000. We'll blow them apart. Because they're out there. I know, I've seen them all.
They're out there and
we're on the right track.
We've got fans in Manila and Bangkok and wherever else you've gone.
Don't worry about it, we've got them everywhere. When we were in Manila, we had the function, the grand final function. The reason why they wanted Richmond players over there, because they got stacks of Richmond supporters. We had before the function that had 300 people at it. They had it before the on the couch before the game in a room, 80 people, 50 of them were Richmond supporters.
Is that right?
Oh, mate, they were everywhere.
That's fantastic.
And it was fantastic. You know, they wanted to be part of it, and away we went.
Now, obviously, father sons have been in the news this week, obviously with a few clubs and taking their selections. And now, how your three boys, Search, Destroy, and Annihilate, how are they going? Your three boys, are they showing a little bit of footy ability? I know one or two of them are very, very keen on their footy.
The three of them are keen on their footy. And they enjoy it. And like most things, I don't put any pressure on them. They enjoy the contest. They love being out there kicking the footy and doing all that kind of stuff. Whatever happens, happens.
But is the one that's obsessed with one of them's obsessed with footy?
The middle one, Kyle. He's the 13-year-old. He's just he's a nutter. You know, he can actually, because he watched the 1980 premiership about 30 times, and he can, like, so he wore that, and he knows it. He wore 19, Quickstorm.
Wore
number two, Bob Wiley. He knows him off by heart, because he just watches it and he's right into all that kind of stuff.
They're all playing footy?
Yeah, they all play at Strathmore Footy Club. Strathmore, really good club, and they're right into the cricket season now, so it starts this week.
We will follow their progress, obviously, with a good deal of interest.
And we should ask also about the midfield group, the current midfield group. We talked about this earlier.
Well, as one of the all-time great midfielders.
Exactly right, yeah.
What do you make of the current midfield?
I think they're starting to realise that they're as good as anyone in the comp, and the way they're only going to get better, because once they start working out how to work together a lot more. Look, they're only new in there; they've only been playing together for a couple of years, and with Delio in there now, it's all about sharing the load. And I reckon that's one of the things that when we had really good on ballers, we shared the load. You can't get the ball every time.
You can't
get the ball every time.
That's right.
But when it's your chance to block, shepherd, and do all that kind of stuff to give your teammate a chance to get the ball, do it. Yep. Don't expect it's all going to be yours, you know. And that's what we share it around, share the load, and that you'll find that the clubs are going to be very, very hard to man up on four guys that are sharing the load. Mm. And that's what it's all about.
Good to hear. Oh, well, thanks for coming in, Flea. Give
Mate,
us your insights.
It's been terrific to have you here.
All season.
It's taken all season, but finally we've been able to get you.
Have you got that contract for me, Gav? Richo said he had a contract.
He's got a big contract.
I know, he's got a massive one.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's still being negotiated for next year. We're not sure what's happening there.
Don't you?
This could be you on a permanent basis here, perhaps.
Maybe.
As long as I see the contract, the same contract Richo's on, I'll be quite happy.
Well, better let you go and organise your next overseas trip.
That'll be on the things, yes. Yep. I think I'll probably just across the Tassie.
That's nice.
Overseas.
Yeah.
Michael needs a break.
Good on your Flea.
Thanks for joining us,
mate. It's a pleasure being with you, boys. Fantastic. It's been unbelievable.
And we thank Flea for his time.
Yes, wasn't it great to finally get him in? Yeah. He's been so busy. All year we've tried to get him on. We had to bump the Prime Minister today, and we've bumped a few other people just to get him in the studio.
Yeah, see how high
it's Richmond Royalty. He is Richmond Royalty.
He is.
Team of the Century. Hall of Fame inductee.
And we got plenty for the promo reel afterwards as well. Stuffing off.
It does work a bit blue, doesn't it?
He does look very blue. Now, just in the theme of the month, with the free agency and the trade period, we should, you know, pay tribute to a man who doesn't like the headlines.
Well, he shuns the limelight.
Doesn't he?
He won't be happy if he hears this. You know that.
Well, no. Well, we should just talk about the players we've brought in the last couple of years.
Well, you're talking about Blair Hartley, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm. He doesn't like the media too much.
No, he doesn't. So we'll go out of our way to praise him, actually. We'll do the exact opposite to what he wants us to do.
And he won't be listening, so that's okay.
He's a gun,
isn't he?
Yep. No, he is. No, his record, look, he's been fantastic with the players that he's targeted specifically and got them to the club.
Some of those include, most recently, obviously, Troy Chaplin and Chris Knights, but also Ivan Maric and Sean Grigg and Steve Morris from last year, Basha Hooley from the year before.
He's got a real penchant for left-footers, hasn't he?
Jeez, you pick your words well.
Penchant,
right?
I don't know what it means. It sounds good, though. But he really is very keen on his left-footers.
So we're becoming like the new Hawthorn.
Well, you look at the left-footers he's picked up in the last couple of years. So the two this year...
Yeah.
So Knights and Chaplin are both left-footers.
Yep.
Griggy, Sconner's great mate, left-footer. And Basha.
Yeah.
Basha's a left-footer as well. Oh. So very much a focus on left-footers.
So is that that's the only... You only have to be a left-footer to come here?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Well, no. Stephen Morris isn't a left-footer, is he?
No, he's not.
But he's been a very good pickup.
Has been a good pickup.
Mm.
Speaking of Stephen Morris, we... Richo actually did a bit of work for this month. Who would have thought? Yeah, before he jetted off.
To Acapulco.
Yeah. Mm. He rocked up that Friday with a very raspy voice. I don't know what he was doing the night before. But quite shabby form. And he caught up with young Steve Morris about what it's like to be traded to a new club.
Steve, how does it feel in trade period?
Yeah, it's a pretty nerve-wracking time. Obviously, this time last year, I was sort of in the midst of trying to work out where I might have ended up, and thankfully for me, it ended up well, and I'm here at Tigerland.
Did you have any sort of inkling as where you may end up?
Yeah, well, obviously, with Dad playing here, it was always a strong possibility that I'd end up at Richmond, but it was sort of, with Ivan being in the mix as well, that sort of complicated things a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm here and I'm very grateful to be here.
And when did you get your first sort of idea that you may come to Richmond? Did someone ring you and tell you, or did you just hear about it through the grapevine?
I first spoke to Richmond around, it was just before the last game. They spoke to me over the weekend and said, look, we're coming into our last game. We'd like you to come over and train with us for a day. So I came out and had a bit of a run around with the boys, and that was my first inkling that they might have been keen to have me here, and it just went along from there.
Sounded like he'd been gargling razor blades, Richo.
No, he was gargling Monica honey.
Oh, sounded like razor blades.
Yeah.
But Steve Morris, what a tremendous pickup he has been.
Yeah.
I just want to... there's a few supporters that are just... obviously, because at this time of the year, we start to think about perhaps some lower numbers for players or new numbers for players. Just want to put those supporters' concerns at ease. Stephen Morris will be keeping the number 38 that obviously his father wore before him in two premierships.
Are you on that committee as well, are you?
I run that.
Do you?
I am the committee.
You were people thinking that this is all you actually do during the week, is just sit
here. No, there's many things I do around here. I am an all-rounder. Well, utility.
One thing that Royal Vision did last week was head to the AFL Combine down there at Etihad Stadium, which has run there. It's been there the last couple of years. Before that, it was up at the AIS in Canberra. Good setup down there. They've got all the players out there on the surface itself and doing all their testing.
So what sort of testing do they go through?
Plenty. So, well, the big thing is the interviews, the psychological testing that goes on. Okay. So each club's got a suite there, and they all run through all the different players that they're looking at. And talk to them about all different aspects of their lives, and it's more than now just footy ability that gets you to a club. Yeah. So that's the big thing. They also do speed testing, 20-metre sprint, the 3K time trial.
Yeah.
I do aerobic agility tests and kicking, handballing, marking, that sort of thing. So it's all there's a lot done in that 4 or 5 days, and we also caught up there with Matty Clark, who was out there keeping a close eye on some of the players there.
Yeah.
But also. Gideon Simon, who is a PNG project player.
Yep.
We announced on Friday that he is becoming a relocated international scholarship holder at the club.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. Mm. It is, but that's the correct
term. But that's
good
news. Good news.
So we needed to announce that, and it was great. It's great for the kid. He's been here a couple of years. He's trained here a few times.
He's played a few games with Coburg Reserves, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yep. He's only 172 centimetres, but he's a stocky young
fella. Tackling machine, he's been described.
Tackling machine, absolutely. Mm. And just a ripping young fellow. The boys love him. And he has a chance now to just play a few more games at VFL level and see how it goes.
Yeah.
So then another person that caught Scon's eye while he was filming over there.
Yes.
One of your favourites, Greenus.
Well, Tim Broomhead, right, is just, he really has captured our imagination.
Your imagination.
Well, with that surname, but you know. But he was there. He was obviously at the combine. And he's writing calculations to go fairly high up in the draft. Yep. In fact, it's a sweeping statement, I know, but some people reckon Broomhead might be your top five pick. Sweeping statement. Now, how did he go in terms of... He's got clean hands, hasn't he?
Very clean hands, yes.
Right? There's a couple other clubs aren't quite sure. They can't quite get a handle on Broomhead, where he might go. We've got no dirt on him, have we? Have you got any dirt on him at all?
Dirt on him, no.
Where do you think, if he came here, you think that he could be... What?
Well,
form a good combination with...
Well, I reckon you go around with Dusty.
Dusty.
In the midfield there.
Oh, no.
Any other stupid gags?
No. The position, he plays a sweeping role across
he does.
Half back. So we just really hope we get Tim Broomhead because we will have a field day
the
on Talking
kid.
Tigers.
The poor kid's trying to make his way in the AFL scene.
He can really play. He's just got a great surname. We love it.
Well, that's not why he wants to be known, mate.
No, I know that. I know. I'm sure he'll just be known for his football ability.
Absolutely. Anyway, we've rambled on long enough for another week. So thanks for listening in again. We're here, of course, as part of Tiger Trade Central Talking Tigers off-season specials. Thanks to Bingle, Bingle Car Insurance. And make sure you get to the website there and nominate your top five for the top 20 trade pickups of all of the last 50 years, and you can go into the draw to win that cracking prize to the Gold Coast.
Magnificent
prize. We will speak to you again this time next week.
Who needs Richard?